A door opens in the dark. A wolf howls in the night. That shudder you feel means it's time for Brooke Lewis, Slice Queen.
Slice of Sci-Fi. This is your Slice Queen, Brooke Lewis. And it has been one sexy, scary, and busy, busy horror month for your little Slice Queen here. So I am going to bring you lots of goodies, lots of trick-or-treats, and lots of reports. And I'm going to start with the 2010 Reaper Awards. That's right, the Reaper Awards for horror sci-fi films once they go to video and DVD. And what incredible night I have to tell you guys. Can't wait to share this one. One of the most fun nights I've had in horror in a long time. And I was so lucky to be invited and asked to be a presenter. I presented an award. It was incredible. And the Reaper Awards were produced and sponsored by Home Media Magazine, Dread Central Magazine, and it was just an incredible night. And I want to thank everyone, including Uncle Creepy and everyone who invited me to come out. And I was hanging out with the coolest people in horror, both indie and, you know, studio, and I definitely want to congratulate the winners. If you guys don't know already, you can all check it out on ReaperAwards.com. But the winners are Best of Show, Never Sleep Again, The Elm Street Legacy, which is CAV Distributing, and 1428 Films. Best Theatrical Disc went to Trick or Treat, Warner Home Video. Best Direct-to-Video, Never Sleep Again, The Elm Street Legacy, CAV Distributing, 1428 Films. Best Re-release, Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood, Paramount Home Entertainment. Best Box Set or TV Series Collection, my favorite, Your Little Vampire here, I got so excited, True Blood, The Complete Second Season, HBO Home Entertainment. Best Indie or Foreign Film, Grace, Anchor Bay Entertainment. Best Packaging, Friday the 13th, Deluxe Editions, Paramount Home Entertainment. Best Blu-ray Disc, True Blood, my favorite again, The Complete Second Season, HBO Home Entertainment. Most Anticipated Theatrical Disc, and this was my award to present, so I got to say this out loud to everyone. It was incredible over at the Roosevelt Hotel, and it went to A Nightmare on Elm Street 2010 Warner Home Video. Most Anticipated Non-Theatrical Disc, 30 Days of Night, Dark Days, Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Most Anticipated Re-release, Alien Anthology Blu-ray, 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. And the Lifetime Achievement Award went to the absolutely precious, adorable, always so sweet to me, and so talented and respected in the horror community, Mr. Tom Holland. Tom Holland. So congratulations to Tom. Congratulations to all the winners, and thank you again to the Reaper Awards for inviting me to be a presenter. And everyone was there, you guys. It was like Adam Green and Joe Lynch and... And I have to definitely shout out to my amazing dear friend and date, Courtney Gaines. You guys all know Courtney from Children of the Corn and Outside of Horror, of course, in the 80s, Camp I Me Love, Hard Bodies, and then Sweet Home Alabama. And he's got some really great studio flicks coming out this year, so Faster. And thank you, Courtney, for escorting me. And, of course, I was hanging out with my dear girl, Gabby West, who just won Scream Queens on VH1, and Sarah Butler. I'm going to be biased to my Bowling for Boobies team, so which I'll get to later in my reports. But it was just awesome. And, of course, Oren Peli from Paranormal Activity was there, and the list is, like, endless. So check out ReaperAwards.com 2010, and you can totally check out pictures. Go to Facebook on the official Brooke Lewis fan page on Facebook, and you will see tons of photos of the Reaper Awards and different articles and stuff. So thanks for listening. Love and slices.